The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
From Gabe's kitchen table, I'm pretty sure we're on episode 159 of Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan and Gabe.
Fuck Doyle and Tim. But.
We're good?
Yeah, we're good.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 159 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Juan.
And today we're by our lonesome.
Yeah, like, I don't know where the fuck everybody else is.
It's like the very beginning. Well, I know where Tim's at. Tim is taking
jacking
care
off
of business.
In a corner?
No, he's taking care
I
of
I feel like
at
he's
home.
Jack. Yeah, that's what I just said.
Well, I know, but like, I feel like he's not by himself.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a lady.
So?
In theory. No.
She never comes. I don't know.
Ooh.
That's not what I meant. But I don't know. I don't know if she ever does that.
We've seen her.
Yeah.
Physically.
Yeah, but he might, like, pay that girl to come to cons and stuff. Because I never see her out in the wild. Like, I've never seen her at an event that's not Comic-Con related that he's attended.
That's true. That's true. I'm going to stop the stream for a second because right now it says we're eating Korean snacks.
Oh, that's not good.
Stream, be right back.
But we're talking about Kevin Smith, right?
That is correct. So this first episode, we're going to talk a little bit about Kevin Smith, starting off with Jay and Silent
Bob
reboot.
We can spoil the fuck out of the movie now that nobody's here.
Exactly, because they were the only ones that cared. For you, let's start with you.
Yes.
First impressions.
About the movie itself? I really enjoyed it.
Let's start with Jay and Silent Bob Reboot.
Reboot.
It was hilarious and heartwarming.
Did you just jump on a different microphone, by the way?
No, yeah, I went
you didn't
from
move
here
it.
To
gotcha,
here.
Gotcha, okay. Yeah. I was like, why is this fucked up?
All right.
I enjoyed it. It really was a different tone. So I think I said it in my tweet, because I tweeted it out and he liked it. I think I said, like, I loved Tuscan Yoga Hosers because I like pretty much everything that he does. But this is Kevin Smith of old. You know, this is him going back to his roots, which he hasn't done in – when was the last, like, Viewers Universe – was it two?
Perks 2.
Fuck, when was that? It's got to be at least, like, 12 years or something. Something close. Looking it up. It came out in 2006. So it's 13 years. Yeah, it was pretty close. So, yeah, there he is. Oh, were you?
Yeah, we were.
We thought you fell asleep.
I sent Ashton up there because he thought you had fallen asleep. And I hate falling asleep in a cold car, so I figured...
It was a nice warm car. I would like to fall
asleep. Yeah, I fall asleep in warm cars all the time. Why don't you take this seat so you're on camera, too?
Well, we've started recording, Doyle.
Right now we're talking about Kevin Smith and our initial...
I enjoyed the movie. I enjoyed it a lot.
So, I'm sure I will enjoy it.
So here's what I love about it, is it shows a level of maturity that I think Kevin Smith was trying to go for in Jersey Girl, but also a level of success was actually achieved in this movie that was not achieved in Jersey Girl.
Right.
Where he's trying to tell, like, a kind of serious, like, story about what it's like and what it means to be a parent. And he managed to actually accomplish that this time instead of kind of flopping like he did with Jersey Girl. So,
yeah, I mean, the touching moments, and he said it himself before the movie started. That was not his intention. He was not really meaning to make you cry or have those. They just ended up being in the movie. Like, it just ended up being a part of the experience.
And it was cool. Like,
it was tough
really
sometimes,
cool.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even think it was tough. Like, I notoriously cry at movies.
That's
like
true.
A giant bitch. And I felt myself tear up, but I did not straight cry. Like, I thought I would. Yes, because I was busy crying at Trolls. But I fucking loved it. Like,
yeah.
Everything about it was just fantastic.
It was funny,
sad. Are you
sad.
Uploading a YouTube video?
I am, yeah.
That is why I can't get a good connection on the stream.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It keeps dropping to red. I'm like, why is it dropping out? You're killing my internet right now.
I don't know how to pause this. I don't know if I can pause it.
The cat ate the tripod. The dog's about to knock it over.
I'll leave it. I'll upload it later.
Sorry.
I'm trying to upload Andy Mangles. Andy Mangles, you.
Ooh, bet he'd like to.
Hey-o.
He's awesome. I love that guy.
What do you think about the movie that you haven't seen yet? What are your thoughts about seeing it?
What are you most anticipating from it?
Doyle. Just a return to that universe is always fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What's great about it is...
I've literally paid no attention to what it's about, so I have no idea.
I don't think we... aside from knowing that Jay had a daughter and that it was kind of a reboot of them trying to stop a movie... Like there, I mean, I guess that's the whole plot, but there wasn't
that
really
is that the whole plot.
But I mean, there wasn't really any really other big details.
And I didn't
know what I mean?
That it revolved around Jason having a daughter till we were in the movie theater.
Oh,
like when Smitty was talking about it, because of course Smitty has been to every showing from California to New Mexico to Utah to here, and probably several
to
in
the
New Jersey
York
as well.
Islands.
This Smitty, land is
Smitty
Smitty's
or
land.
Kevin Smith.
No, Smitty,
Smitty
Smitty.
Okay.
So
why is it going to so many?
He loves doing it. Yeah,
like
he's got an in with the crew,
and he's like so he's become like pretty close friends with Brian and his wife and stuff. So it's really fun.
Yeah, he went out to the Clerks 3 reading.
Yeah,
so they
which is the only reading that got done, or like two of them got done.
It was two because he was doing it to save a theater that was out there.
Yeah,
so all of the money for the tickets that they sold went to the theater that I guess was it was about to close its doors.
So they to go out of business.
Yeah.
So they did a cast reading of Clerks 3,
right,
which will be the only reading of it, like, and probably the only production of it ever.
But there is a Clerks 3 now that's going to happen. It is now.
It is.
It's just not. So he went on record to say that he's changing it. I guess the Clerks 3 script that they had, like Randall and Dante had kind of a weird different storyline that's I guess was a little bit more dark. And so now he's rewriting the script after the heart attack and the falling out of Clerks 3 and all that stuff to make it.
Well, that's in Clerks 1, so... It is in Clerks 1.
But to make it a little bit more lighthearted and kind of back to what it Clerks 1 and 2 were.
Basically, Dante's going to fuck Randall. Randall's corpse.
Supposedly, he's making the Mallrats thing, too.
Yeah,
like, he's making that happen.
So here's what's great about Reboot is that I watched Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back like a day or two after we watched Reboot with the kids, and it mirrors it shot for shot. Like every single thing in it is exactly the same as the previous film.
Right.
And it's fucking hilarious when you watch them back to back like that. Just even the scene where they're in the movies and like the first time he sees Justice walk into the movies.
Right.
He's like doing the same thing with his on his finger. He's like humping the counter and stuff.
It's funny the whole way through. Pretty much the whole way through.
Off.
It's really funny.
The worst part about the movie was the drunk chick in the front row could not shut her fucking mouth. Like to the point where the audience
kind of comes with a Kevin Smith movie.
The audience was getting hostile, dude. like
I don't. It's different because it was not. Because it was this, it really wasn't actually that small. It was pretty decent size for what I thought the Lyric Cafe
theater,
would be.
Yeah. It was probably a good 300 people.
But I think because Kevin was there, people were a lot more animated than I've ever seen in a theater before.
Yeah.
And so, like, everything that came on screen, people were clapping and they were like, yeah, woo, I love whatever, you know.
Right.
When Q came on screen, I heard TESD and tell him, you know, I heard a bunch of shit going
through
the... When
somebody said... tell him Steve Dave,
right,
like in the movie somebody yelled it back at the screen, like.
So it was a little bit more animated than normal, which I think gave this fucking girl like braveness to just do and say whatever the fuck she wanted. Because after the movie so Kevin introed the movie and then it was the movie and then they came out and did a quick Q&A. And
Kevin
so,
did a Q&A.
I think Jay said like five things.
Yeah.
But the drunk girl, I'm guessing she was VIP because she was right up at, up on front. And the stage to the lyric is like
it's
right
there.
It's a
movie theater stage.
Yeah,
it's
right like
there.
Right there. So she like snuck around the side and there's a pillar and you couldn't see her, but she was like whispering to Jay. And Jay's like,
What the fuck
are you doing? So she said something to him and then he came back on stage and she rapped back around, bro, and she fucking tripped over something and fucking biffed it all the way down and like hit the table and shit. It was so funny.
Like during the movie she goes, oh my god, I'm loving this movie. And somebody goes, we all love it too, why don't you shut the fuck up?
It was so funny.
Oh, it made me laugh. Too late. Mari dead inside.
Oh, wow. I thoroughly enjoyed the movie, though. Yeah, I'm going to pretend like you didn't say that.
I'm so sad.
I think it's showing on like one or two theaters still in different places.
And it should be on demand really soon.
I think it is after the whole tour ends.
Right. So
I'll purchase it via something eventually.
It's definitely – oh, now I have to move that. So you need to – there we go. Right there. Yep, right there.
We're all in it.
Is it right here?
Oh, wow.
Why did you get louder? The microphone's over here.
She always gets louder. There's always a louder.
It's been a slow progression from Beth.
It started with, ah! Oh, wow. That looks crazy creepy, just so you know. I hope somebody's watching that in the stream. I don't have those stats right now.
I don't even know what you were saying.
I don't either anymore.
I'm gonna buy it or something.
You said you're dead inside.
It is worth buying, and it like is definitely a great addition to like the view askew averse. Is that what we call that?
Yes.
View askew averse.
No, view askew universe.
View askew universe.
There you go.
So dumb.
That's just what it's called, bro.
The view askew animation at the beginning was fucking hilarious.
Yes.
It has the weird clown thing that's at the beginning of all of them, but they're being chased by like the Clerks animation version of all the Clerks characters. It's pretty funny.
There's about a million fucking cameos. Yeah. There's a few good ones.
Basically from beginning to end is cameos. And like every time someone even like partially famous came on screen, like the crowd blew up, which was hilarious.
Is Ben Affleck in the movie?
Yes. Actually, he gives a really
emotional speech, bro.
In Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, he gives this really long speech.
Yeah.
Like, he gives, like, this really cool monologue that's cool, but not, like, really about much except for, like, the movie that's taking place. In this one, he gives this speech about chasing Amy and, like, being a parent and, like, all this other stuff, and it's fucking pretty amazing. You're like, oh, yeah, Ben Affleck's a good actor. I forgot.
Yeah. It was one of the moments where you're like, oh man, damn. That fuck hit me in the feels.
And the whole time, Jason Mewes's like actual daughter is playing on the floor, like just hanging out like in the shot. And you're just like, damn, that's a lot of emotion for for a Kevin Smith movie.
It was good. I enjoyed the fuck out of the movie. I think I will enjoy any movie he does. I don't care what it is. I don't know why. I don't know why. It's just in me.
What movie of his don't you like?
It's not that I don't like, but I just don't. And as much as I love Kevin Smith, I think he still possibly can make a shitty movie.
Oh, I'm sure he can.
Like, Tusk,
but I'll like it.
I love Tusk.
I like the first movie that is Tusk, and then in the middle of it turns into a different movie that is Tusk.
I know.
I didn't like that one as much.
I love body horror movies, and I fucking loved...
Yeah, but you have to admit, that movie's just not...
Two movies stitched together?
Yeah, it's weird.
Like a person into the body of
it
a walrus?
It is definitely weird.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird that they didn't try and fix him. They just put him in like a dog cage at the end to show off to people.
What's funny about...
And Red State could have been way better, I think. Red Even State though I loved the acting.
Red like, State could have been a lot better, but I still really dig the movie.
Me too.
Michael Parks is fucking a phenomenal actor.
And John Goodman, right?
Yeah,
I think Michael Parks and John Goodman saved that movie.
Absolutely.
I think it's because he didn't have he went out, that was his first movie he did with only his money.
It's also the first movie he really did that was only that was like something totally different yeah. besides
because that was the
cop,
one he
Cop Out.
He went to Sundance.
Cop
and,
Out actually is pretty close to a movie I don't like. Yeah. I didn't really enjoy Cop Out.
I don't think anybody enjoys Cop Out. They make several jokes about it.
There's some funny parts in Cop Out, but it's not good.
Sorry. He started typing fine. And then my brain checked out.
It was the Red State was the movie he went. He had pushed like we're gonna go to Skype. We're gonna to Skype. I'm talking to Anna about Skype. Yeah. Sundance, and he was like, we're gonna bid for it. We're gonna have a bid, and whoever gets the highest bid is gonna buy the rights to it. And then he showed the movie, and he tricked everybody at Sundance. And was like, I'm just kidding. I don't want any of you guys to buy it. I'm gonna self fund this movie. Everybody was like, what the fuck?
People were like, that seems like a mistake.
Mistakes were made.
So,
what kind of watch you got on, Juan?
It's a Fitbit.
Oh.
Yeah, I've had it for since last Christmas, I think.
It's a weird diversion.
I don't know why.
So I'm Devin surprised you've never seen it till now.
Devin and Taylor have those new Apple Watches, and they have walkie-talkies on them.
Oh, God.
So, like, yesterday cool, Taylor was, like, trying to do a sale, and Devin's like, hey, blah, 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 over. Blah, 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 over. She's all, shut up, I'm talking to customers.
Surprised you can't turn that off.
I think you can, but I don't think they know how yet.
She didn't put it.
Oh, look, our cat is making an appearance.
Ass.
Streaming fans, this is my cat, Burrito.
So are we discuss, is this a new cat?
Yeah, it's one of the new ones.
Oh, one of the new ones.
So, other...
Yeah,
other
point,
Kevin Smith, all right? So, obviously, there's the outliers. There's Yoga Hosers, Tusk, there's Red State, Cop Out. What other movies?
I don't think
movies,
anything else is an outlier, though.
I don't think so. What movies of his, what would you say your favorite and least favorite of Kevin Smith's movies are?
Minus the outliers.
Like, with just within this universe.
From favorite to least favorite?
Not the whole list, just the favorite and least favorite.
Okay, Dogma to Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Okay.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back is your least favorite?
I mean, between Clerks 2, Dogma,
Chasing
and Jay
Amy.
And Silent Bob Strike Back.
It's Clerks, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Dogma, Jay and Silent Bob
Chasing
Strike
Amy.
Back, Clerks 2.
I'll put Chasing Amy
reboot
at the end.
I think mine is exactly the same. Dogma is the one movie that started my love for Kevin Smith.
I think it's his best movie.
It's fucking amazing to me. It is. I think it's his best movie for sure. And Chasing Amy, I think, is the one that I would say is last on the
Clerks
list.
Clerks 2 is right behind Dogma for me. If you take out the nostalgia of Clerks 1, which kind of puts it there too.
Right.
But.
So for me, my favorite is Mallrats still, but it's for very similar reasons.
It's tough because you have those like top three or four that are like right there.
They're all number one, basically. Like for me, it's Mallrats because that was the first Kevin Smith movie I ever watched and literally was watching it like, fuck, I hang out with these people. Like,
right.
We could make a movie, and then I'm like, never mind. That seems like a lot of work. Just make podcasts when they are invented.
Yeah. I think Dogma was the first Kevin Smith movie I ever saw.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't remember which was the first one I saw.
I think I could be wrong, but I think that was the first one I saw.
I think my least favorite in that universe, man, it's tough. Because I like what Chasing Amy's trying to do, but like I said, I just don't think it executes it very well.
It was very slow for me.
It is
very slow.
And especially like having somebody like George Carlin on board to play like kind of a major part could have been a lot better, you know? So that's just me. I don't know. Like that.
So we all hate Chasing Amy.
I don't know if hate's a really strong word.
I genuinely
don't have a Kevin Smith movie that I don't like.
I don't either. I'm an apologist. He could serve me up a pile of shit, and I think I'm going to enjoy watching the melting pile of
Tusk.
Shit.
It was amazing. They sewed a dude named Justin Long into a fucking walrus, and it's ridiculous and wonderful. It's so gross and, like, stupid and...
It's just one of the few movies I've watched, and I'm just like, what is that movie?
Is it supposed to be funny? Yeah. Is it supposed to be grotesque? Like, all it does is prove to me that Kevin Smith has no idea how to make a scary movie. Like, yeah. He can only make really ridiculous, funny stuff. And, like, Tusk, while it's gross, is just, like, absurd and funny in, like, a really disgusting way. He's taking his idea all seriously.
He also doesn't, this doesn't fight the fact that I love his movies and love his work. I don't think he really knows how to end a movie either, to be fully honest with you. Dogma has a concise ending, but even then it's kind of eh. But all the other movies kind of just stop and then are completely open to start again.
Well, and I think that's the idea, is that he's making movies where you're like inhabiting the life of like people that you know. When our adventure in podcasting is over tonight, we go on and do other shit. Like, it doesn't end. Like, stories don't really end. And leaving it open-ended like that, I think, is what has allowed him to make movies the way he makes them, is he can just keep, like, pulling these characters out of a hat and saying, all right, let's put them into another adventure. They're older, they're smarter, they've changed over time. Let's use the same actors. Let's not change how they look except for drastic weight loss, which there's hilarious fucking jokes about in the movie.
I'm not saying that isn't true to a degree, but, I mean, I've heard him talk about how he's ending the series with this movie.
And then he doesn't
multiple times.
Yeah, but he's not gonna. He's gonna keep making movies about him and his dumbass friends until the day he dies.
Like I said, Clerks 3 is already happening,
and so is apparently Mallrats 2.
So, but he made a comedy horror drama anthology. Kilroy Was Here. I was watching it while he was doing it. I think it's with like a student film crew.
Oh yeah, the Hamburger Story.
Him and Andy McKelfrish have already finished filming it and everything. It wrapped filming October of last year, 2018. I don't know when it's going to come out, but I knew he was making another horror-ish movie. I didn't know it was a comedy horror, but he is.
Well, if some it's other an thing anthology, it's out. Probably just a bunch of shorts smashed together. So,
isn't he making like a hockey movie with a moose?
Moose knuckles.
Where the moose kills people.
That's supposed to be the third story in the final. Yoga Hosers and Tusk.
It's called The Great.
How is Yoga Hosers and Tusk?
Because they both take place in Canada.
Well, and the two.
No.
The two girls that are in Yoga Hosers are in the store that they visit in Tusk. So they're the same two girls that are helping Justin Long.
That's loose.
It's called. No, that's called the Great White North.
That's the connection. And then Andy.
I know, but that doesn't make them like a shared movie.
And Johnny Depp is the same guy in both movies as well.
It's just like Edgar Wright and Simon Pegg's Cornetto trilogy.
Yeah.
The only connection is that they're eating Cornetto ice cream in all three movies.
And the girls are supposed to come back for Moose Jaws too.
Moose Knuckles too?
Yeah, for Moose Knuckles. The big Moose Knuckles.
Big fat juicy Moose Knuckles.
Why are they juicy?
I don't know. I'm just taking it as far as I can. Piss my wife off right now. Success.
They contain juices.
Oh, man. So I think we all agree Kevin Smith, thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
They can't hear you.
Tim, thumbs down.
To be fair, we were smiting your name before you came in, too.
Well, that's the whole goal.
Why were you smiting me?
I was like, is he here? I even sent you a message. I was like, are you sleeping? What? We just thought you overslept.
Oh, no. I was trying to get off a fucking phone call about something I'm going to have to go deal with when I get out of here.
To be fair, when I walked up to the car, you were asleep.
Oh, yeah. After the phone call, like I said, about 5 minutes before you came in there, I sat there being like, what the fuck is going on? And then I might have passed out.
Was there
like
craziness after I texted you and you said, why is there 500 semi-trucks outside of fucking JBS? Because usually there's like five.
Yeah.
You know, when I was getting off work. But that night, it was fucking so far down. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, it's just backed up.
Don't you guys suppose you're water?
I don't really have any say in that.
Yes.
So, Kevin Smith, thumbs up.
Yeah, cool. Thumbs up. Stop pouring poop water into our water.
Yeah, they'll run it by me.
Tell them to.
All right, Snoochies.
With that said, I've been Gabe.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
This is going to be the end of this episode, but we'll be back with another episode later this week.
Do you know that God kind of looks like Alanis Morissette?
Find us at www.totlb.com. Bye.
.com.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.